Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
Well, big news. We become one step closer to a male birth control pill. Ooh. Finally, us men can take our decisions into our own hands. Hashtag autonomy. No, it actually sounds terrible, and I've got a newfound respect for any woman who is on birth control whatsoever. Plus, it was quirky country song title day. We had Boot Scoot and Barry Higgins take over for that segment and give away one of the extremely rare Danny Lakey goody sacks. Dr. Nikki Goldstein, she was in as well to answer your sex questions. Judge Jack was there to send innocent fart-based attackers to the slammer for life. And we did the world's hardest slap quiz.
Enjoy the podcast.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Huge news today. A new male birth control pill has passed initial safety tests. It still could take years to reach our shelves. Now, I've always been on the front foot and said, mate, you give me a birth control pill, I'll take it. Daily thing, I'm happy to do it.
No, see, that scares me, men being in charge of that, because it's a very easy thing to forget. If you don't have a set time or an alarm when you're taking it, you boys will just go, Oh no, I haven't taken it in 5 days.
And the old me would have gotten real uppity here. Like, how dare you? Sexist! Misogynist! You think we can't remember something? I mean, reading this report, this bloody scares me, and I've got a whole new respect for you girls.
Thank you. It's hard. Not easy.
Look, these results are considered a breakthrough. It's still early days for the drug, which hasn't yet been approved by the FDA, but the initial study involved 40 healthy men. 14 of them receiving 200 milligrams of the drug, 16 receiving 400 milligrams of the drug, and the rest given placebo. The doses were taken daily with food for 28 days. On average, the men receiving the doses of the drug all experienced a drop in testosterone levels. Now, I don't like the sound of that.
No, you don't.
My blokey demeanor does not like the sound of that at all. According to Dr. Wang, which is hilarious in itself, between 4 and 6 men experience mild side effects like fatigue, acne or headaches. Nope, you can forget that.
And it makes you fat?
These are common effects experienced by women who take the contraceptive pill, and now they're going to come on to men. I didn't realise all these things.
Thank you. I tried to explain that to you last time you talked to me about this. You were like, it's easy, Louie.
5 men reported decreased sex drive. 2 men described mild erectile dysfunction. Also, this is the same as women. Sex drive, the whole thing, libido. If it's this bad, I can see how we would forget. I really do. I've got a newfound sympathy. I've got a newfound respect. And SoFresh have come out in support with a SoFresh male contraception pill CD edition as well, which is great.
SoFresh presents the male contraceptive pill edition. All your gender-equal birth controlling hits on one CD.
These pills stop
they
you.
They don't stop you ever having a baby.
These pills stop you.
All your favourite male birth control pill artists, like Pill I Am, the Pill Top Hoods, Pilverchair and Pilly Allen.
That's actually wrong. She should be on the female birth control pill artists list.
That's true. More like Pharrell Pilliams, Pill Collins and the Red Hot Pilly Peppers. Plus, all the masculinity-threatening, testosterone-sapping bangers you can handle.
Testosterone, roan, your testosterone, your own testosterone has stopped now.
Super unfortunate. Never forget to take your male birth control pill ever again with these tunes from Craig David's Pill Me In.
I am so sorry, honey, my God, what am I like? I'm an idiot, and yes, I got drunk last night. I'm too lazy for the pill, baby, you were right. I forgot my pill again.
Lunch Money Lewis with pills.
I got pills I'm supposed to take, but I took Valium by mistake.
Even Missy Elliott's reminding you to take your pill.
Every male here, take your birth control. What are you waiting for? 'Cause Mr. Mina says so.
That's right, Mr. Mina does say so. But let's face it, even if every bloke in the world was reminded to take their male contraceptive pill daily by Queen Missy Elliott, they'd be sooking over the side effects anyway.
These pill side effects are heinous.
I could have told you that. It wouldn't be a So Fresh male contraception pill CD without D12 and birthing pills.
This medicine's invasive. My mood swings are abrasive. I'm shocked how hard it is to take these contraceptive pills.
Mike Posner even has second thoughts about taking his birth control pill in Ibiza.
You don't want to be a guy like me. Take the pill and just cry like me. You don't want to have something that messes with your hormones.
Plus, for a limited time, purchase the So Fresh Male Contraceptive Pill Edition CD and receive 2 months worth of male birth control pills for free.
You don't have to worry about a child. Now the doctor's got a pill for you.
So Fresh, the Male Contraceptive Pill Edition CD, in stores now.
Please be aware that the male contraceptive pill is a work in progress and has only a 50% success rate. The pill is exactly the same as the female contraceptive pill with a 97% success rate, but we bring it down to 50 because 50% of the men will forget to take the pill.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Studio, word on the street that the third ever limited edition Danny Lakey goodie sack is about to be given away. Now, not too happy about this because apparently Boot Scoot and Barry Higgins has made this call. And last time I checked, Boot Scoot and Barry Higgins doesn't have enough pull on the show yet, considering he's never been on the show.
I know, like, that's quite bold of him to just come in here and think he can give your goodie sacks away.
He's from the South in America, but maybe they do things a little differently down there, you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't quite understand how special the Danny Lakey goodie sack is. Look, we're celebrating quirky country music song titles day, guys. Yeah. Wednesday, 27th of March, always has, always will be Quirky Country Music Song Titles Day. I'm learning about the day today. Usually I'm all over this. I'm actually learning about Quirky Country Music Song Titles Day today. And country music is in the genre, country music, very popular for having bizarre song title names. I never knew that. One of the best country music songs is I Still Miss You Baby, But My Aim's Getting Better. That's a legit, like, real good country music song title. That's good. Like, we laugh at it, but if you're a country music fan, like, yeah, what are you talking about?
They are weird now that I think about it.
Yeah. Then another one here, You're the Reason Our Kids Are So Ugly, was a classic country song.
Excuse me?
Yeah, that was the country music song title.
Number one, that song title.
It's bloody insane, these bloody song titles. We thought we'd celebrate and get our Boots Scoot and Barry Higgins in.
Happy International Quirky Country Song Title Day, y'all.
Yeah, hi there, everybody. My name's Boot Scoot and Barry Higgins. Danny Lakey's just left the studio for a wee minute, but we're still with Shoey Louie.
Hi, Bezza.
Yeah, hey there, Shoey Louie. What do you think? If I open the lines on 131060 and someone has a go at my quirky country music song title day quiz, I maybe give away a Danny Lakey goodie sack.
Yeah, well, now Danny's gone. Let's do it. All right. Don't tell him or he'll be mad.
Y'all heard me, y'all. 131060, give us a bell right now. Now, third ever Danny Lakey goodie sack could
be
yours.
Mad at us for
but you gotta work for it. You gotta really work for it. 4 out of 5 in the questions department is the only thing that'll do. We'll do it next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
This is the Danny Lakey Late Show. He's just taking a quick break for a wee minute. Meanwhile, you got Boot Scoot and Barry Higgins live on the air with the gorgeous Shoey Louie.
Hi, Bezza. Thank you for coming.
Celebrating Quirky Country Music Song Titles Day, y'all.
Happy International Quirky Country Song Title Day, y'all.
And we got Jade from Glasden Park on the line. Hi, Jade.
Hi.
You excited about potentially getting your hands and fondling all over Danny Lakey goodie sack?
Yes.
Here's how it's going to work, big girl. We're going to do 5 questions. I'm going to read out 2 country music song titles for each one. One of them is legitimate and by one of my good country artist friends and legitimate song title not to be scoffed at. The other one is just something funny that I made up on the spot. If you get it correct, you get a point. You got to get yourself 4 out of 5 to get the Danny Lakey goodie sack.
Okay.
Question number 1. Which one's the legitimate quirky country music song title? Is it May the Eagle of Hell Glide into Your Eye? Or May the Bird of Paradise Fly up Your Nose?
Oh, I think the eagle is the real one.
Interesting you say that, Jade. Incorrect.
Oh, Jade.
It's a fantastic song by Little Jimmy Dickens. He's a good friend of mine. We go way back. The pressure's really on now, Jade.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Question number two. Which one's the legitimate quirky country music song title? Either Honky Tonk Badonkadonk or Shonky Wonk La Fonka Bonk?
Honky Tonk is a real song.
That's correct, Jade.
Yes, Jade.
By the legend himself, Trace Adkins.
I like that one.
You're one from two so far, but you can't drop any more, Jay. You know the rules, sister. You got to get 4 out of 5 to get your hands on that goodie sack.
Okay.
Question number three. Which one's the song title? Did I shave my legs for this, or did I trim my beard for this?
Did I trim my beard for this?
Oh, Jay.
Did I shave?
This is a banger.
Oh, no. That's Deanna Carter. She did shave her legs for that, unfortunately, Jade. And that means you're 1 out of 3. Got some bad news for you. You're out of the contention to win the Danny Lakey goodie sack. But because I'm a generous country old Southern Texas man, a widow DVD is still up for grabs. Question number four. Tequila makes her clothes fall off, or bourbon makes his hat fall down? That would be correct.
Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off.
The great Joey Nichols.
Good old Joey.
I remember me and Joey Nichols had a little slippery dinner date back at a saloon in Southern Texas.
You used to do line dancing with him as well.
I did do that. That's exactly what led to a night of debauchery with Big JoJo. I'll tell you off the air why we call him Big JoJo.
All right, Beza.
Final question. She thinks my tractor's sexy, or he picks me up in his pickup truck. Which one is the legitimate country song title?
She thinks my tractor's sexy.
That would be correct.
She thinks my tractor's sexy.
The great Kenny Chesney.
Oh, Kenny, this one gets me going.
Well done, Jade, from Gladstone Park. 3 out of 5 ain't bad, you know what? Because Danny Lakey's still doing a poo-poo in the toilet. I'm going to give you a Danny Lakey goodie sack.
He's going to be mad at that.
Yeah. You got your banana-flavored massage oil, your bubble gum-flavored condoms.
Oh, yeah.
Your stubby holder. The whole lot. Maybe you combine the condom and the stubby holder with that massage oil and have a real nice night.
Maybe.
Remember, Boot Scootin' Barry Higgins said it, not Danny Lakey.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. The following content is of an adult nature, and it may make some listeners blush, say, oh my God, or even cause offense. Feel free to turn the radio down in 3, 2, 1.
Let's talk about sex with Dr. Nikki Goldstein.
Dr. Nikki Goldstein.
I was getting a filthy look then.
From who?
From you, Danny Lakey.
Oh.
What kind of
look? It could have been sex eyes. I don't know. Eyes or dirty look?
Have I done lazy eye? Have I done? Because
squinty. I'm like, oh, I'm in trouble tonight.
Oh, no. I think I was in autopilot then for about 10 seconds. How worrying that me in autopilot looks like a filthy look.
Looks like sex eyes.
That all sex eyes. I was like, stop cracking on to me.
Sorry, Dr.
Nikki. It's a working relationship.
Look, we are having the phone lines open on 131060. If you've got a relationship question or a sex question for Dr. Nikki Goldstein, she didn't go to uni for 5 years to become a sexologist and go on the radio for nothing now.
Exactly.
Selena in Adelaide, you've called up. Hello.
Hi. I've just got a question and I need some help. I need some tips on how to get my husband comfortable with my vibrator.
Oh, I love these questions. I don't know why it is. Guys are so intimidated by vibrators. And there was this great study that actually explored that women don't prefer vibrators to their partners because vibrators can't hug them and they can't touch them and they can't, you know, there's no body weight on you and all those kind of things. So I think the first thing is what vibrator are you trying to get him used to? Because if it's this big phallic-like object and it's intimidating to him in terms of size, then that's a problem. So is it like a little small
external stimulator, or is it something that gets inserted?
He should not be intimidated by a little vibrating rabbit sort of setup. The big bulbous, veiny-looking cock-shaped things that don't even vibrate—that's what I'm scared of.
Anything that's big and phallic, right? Yeah. It doesn't even have to have the veins, right? Mm. Anything that's just big and phallic, because when it comes to size with guys, it's more of a locker room syndrome. So they're comparing themselves to something. The problem is that if you're not having regular orgasms with your partner and you're needing a vibrator, which is actually very normal because 80% of women have clitoral orgasms, so men can sometimes feel a little bit insecure because it's like, oh, I can't be the one to deliver an orgasm. She's got to have this product. So the key is to actually incorporate it into something that he's doing, because a lot of women can kind of push their partners aside and be like, ah, oh, I can do this. You know, like I can finish
Mine
myself
on my
off. You know, being able to get something that sits in the palm of his hand and being able to say to him, you know what, it's just something a little extra I like, but you're in charge. Mm. And giving a little of that, but that ego back. You're in charge of this. It's something that fits in the palm of your hand, and I want you to use it on me. So they still feel like it's them delivering the pleasure.
Mm, yeah. The problem, I don't think, is within the vibrations and the murmurs and the small tremors. It's the size
tremors.
Thing. Nah, because through a lifetime of porn, we're built to sort of understand that, well, if you've got 8 inches, it's an instant pleasure giver. You've just got to hit the back wall on the full, and she's home and hosed.
Ow. Ow. Oh,
not, that's
it's not hitting a back wall,
Interesting.
Danny.
Okay. But the vibrating side of things, you should just whisper in his ear, Selena, and she go, you know what? The only reason I've got the vibrator is because of the small palpitations. And I love it when you tremble inside me, because that's as close to the vibrator as we can get. Your size, perfect.
Oh, that's such a lovely
just
voice.
Get a little battery-operated such ring around the corner.
They're not battery anymore. They all plug like mobile phones.
Jesus Christ.
And then you can get the couples product.
Wireless ones.
Yeah, you have the wireless ones, and then you get the couples ones that you can actually have inserted whilst you have sex, so you don't technically really see it, and it's like a hands-free thing.
Oh,
so that's a great solution as well.
Yeah, Selena,
we need to talk. Just call me after.
I'll give you my number.
Yeah, I'll hook you up.
131060, if you've got a question for Dr. Nikki Goldstein, you can give us a bell right now on 131060, waiting to take your calls. This is Thandi Phoenix with Say It, literally Thandi.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. The following content is of an adult nature, and it may make some listeners blush, say, oh my God, or even cause offense. Feel free to turn the radio down in 3, 2, 1.
Let's talk about sex with Dr. Nikki Goldstein.
Dr. Nikki Goldstein is here. She's answering your relationship and sex questions. Of course, I'm here as well if you need a second expert opinion.
We
Dr.
always
Nikki
need a backup.
Louise in Newcastle. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. What's your question to Dr. Nikki Goldstein?
My husband and I have great sex, but we can't do doggy. It's too painful for me.
Okay.
Why would that be?
Now, before you go Danny's right down the garden hole, Dr. Nikki Goldstein, painful in the genitals or painful on the knees?
In the stomach, like the inside.
Okay. When it comes to women having sex, I think there's something that we underestimate is that when we are penetrated, there is a lot of other things that are going on. And you imagine there's all these muscles in there. So for a lot of women, during penetration, you can be stimulating in a not very nice way twisted muscles. They're being poked and they're being prodded. So it's not always comfortable, and some positions will be more uncomfortable for some people than others because we're all designed differently internally. We'll all have a different shaped vaginal canal. We'll have a cervix that it's a different level to someone else. So if you find that doggy style is uncomfortable for you, don't do it. Or what you need to do is then start modifying it a bit. So different levels of, I can't remember the name of like the, that you do in yoga where it's like a cat stretch.
Downward dog?
No, not downward dog.
Pose.
You're like on fours, but you're not necessarily
doggy
presented
style.
Out. So think of pulling your back, cat stretch, you know. Or it might be different angles, or it might be laying down more with your body on the bed and only just slightly raising your behind. That's where you and your partner need to modify these positions and find something that doesn't feel uncomfortable. But try and remember when you get that position, because that's the hardest thing, is people are moving around and, you know, you've got to go, okay, yes, this is the one that actually feels good. Let's just take note of where our bodies are at and try that one again.
Yeah, have a small notepad by Louise and just record how you feel with each position.
Well, just record the whole thing and then watch it back.
There you go. It sounds like the classic cervix stuck between the gallbladder and uterus situation.
Well, it could be a whole lot of things, but unless we go internally in there.
That's what it sounds like to me. Chris in Canberra, what's your question to Dr. Nikki Goldstein?
Me and my girlfriend, we're having troubles. She's not enjoying the sex we're having, and I believe it's because of the my pubic hairs. I grow them out, I do some styling.
Okay, what kind of styling are we actually talking about? Can you give us a little bit of more graphic detail here?
And if you could get off the walkie-talkie in a helicopter and on a mobile phone instead, that'd be great.
In a wind tunnel? What kind of styling do you do?
Well, one month I'll probably go like a mohawk design, or I'll grow it out like a, I don't know if you've seen it, Zohan, the movie, big old bush.
Yeah, you don't mess with the Zohan. Yeah, the old scrappy Coco setup.
Can I ask you why you do these styles?
I think it's funny. I think it's funny, and I think sex should be funny.
Yeah, sex should be funny. But the thing is, if you have a partner who's saying to you, I'm not attracted to that, we're not talking about something that's a body image issue here. She's not saying, you're a little bit soft around the edges, I'm not attracted to it. Something like styling pubic hair is not just your natural level of self, right? We're modifying that. So if you want your partner to be into you just as much as you're into her, then on some level, I think you need to listen to that. And maybe there's a compromise. Ask her if there's a fun style that she can think of that she's still attracted to. Maybe it's her initials shaved into the base.
It's always a sign of a classic gentleman who will sacrifice his own pubic styling for the lady's pleasure.
Well, there's also a compromise, right? I'm sure you can come up with something that she thinks is good as well. But don't ignore the fact she's saying she's not into this.
Yeah. Well, at the start of the relationship, she was digging it. She loved it. She was weird. And, she'd love it.
Well, and
now she doesn't, so don't do it anymore.
Women change their minds, right? Like, it's the one thing. Men are a little bit more linear. Women kind of change their minds sexually. So try and go with the flow and please her so she'll please you.
Yeah, I'm just imagining this small
the mohawk.
Looking
you want photos, don't you?
Maybe a Nike symbol etched into his ball sack. Mr. Just
T.
heinous.
Mr. T. Maybe some beads. Thread some beads in there.
Dr. Nikki Goldstein, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
You are about to enter the courtroom of
Judge Jack.
The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is
Judge Jack.
Yeah, Judge Jack is live in studio tonight. He has got his gavel. He's taking things very, very seriously. And I mean, I've seen Judge Jack a couple of times now. I must confess, his personal demeanour looking very frazzled today. He's had a tough day in the courtrooms, and usually it doesn't bode well when a judge is in a bad mood. You really need to butter him up. This is where I, as a pro bono lawyer for Maurice Blackburn, defending farter defendants, must come to the forefront. I've got a lot of cases to get through. Thank you for all the calls. We did have a couple of farties as well as farters trying to dob in their partner. Unfortunately, I can't represent the farties, only the farters. It goes against my moral code. As we go to client number one in Melbourne. Hello, Sam.
Hello, how are you?
Very good. Happy to represent you. Please address.
Thank you.
Please smarten up a little bit and just remain a bit more formal for Judge Jack, please, because he's already cast a slight judgment about your character. Now, talk us through what happened, who you farted on, where it was.
Okay, so we're in my car, right, driving on the freeway, hot day. And then I was wind up the windows, right? And then I got my brother and my girlfriend in the car and I fire silently. Yep. And then I just wait for them to hit the smell. Yep. And then I just start laughing. And the windows are locked. They can't get any fresh air. And they're stuck in there.
This is why I love my job. Because as a lawyer, there's never a day that I don't have a smile on my face. It's a perfect attack. The silent but deadly.
It is.
The locked car windows.
So
the hot heat.
Himself.
Yeah. And he's taken out two in the process. Now,
two with one.
Judge Jack.
Yes.
We understand that this may be a double trial because there are two victims involved.
Yes.
You can't help but see the funny side, I'm sure.
But I can actually only charge him for one count because it is only the one fart.
Of course.
But the one attack. but at the same time, Sam, I do grant you a lot of respect and a lot of leniency for your admission of guilt here, but it is It is an admission of guilt, and I have to say, sorry.
No!
Guilty.
No!
I'm sorry, Sam, but it's not acceptable.
We'll get you off. Sam, I was going to say we could get you off, but I don't think with that reaction, I think you've just put another 10 years on your bloody sentence, mate. Jackie in Sydney on 131060. Talk us through what happened.
Okay, so I am also known for my silent but deadly, except mine might be a bit deadlier because I actually leave the car, lock it up, go pick up my boys, put them in the car after school, and they hop in the car and they can still smell it.
Yeah, the marination station on wheels.
Yeah.
Surely that's a guilty.
How many kids?
Two.
Do the kids release flatulence of their own in the car or at home when you're in the vicinity at all?
They do. Regularly when we're playing, like tickling and they're laughing, they tend to let them go continuously.
Let them through the keeper. I think we can maybe claim self-defense in this case.
Yeah. Well, you know, if it was like a spare of the moment thing where she just let one go in the car with the boys, you know, like I can sort of see how that happened. But this is a premeditated attack.
I understand.
This is where she leaves. She does it, leaves the car, and then brings the boys back in. No, wait, nah.
Guilty.
No!
Oh, Jackie, you should be ashamed. I grant you 125 hours of community service, please.
Oh, careful when you bend down picking up that rubbish, Jackie. We might see you back in here before too soon. Connor in Orange, my final client for today. Another farter. Talk us through what happened.
Oh, my old man used to always fart at me and, like, every time he'd come into my room, let one go. Every time I'd be in the kitchen. So one day he asked me to get his dinner off the kitchen bench, so sat it down next to him on the couch and turned around and gave him a nice silent deadly.
Yeah, classic. And you can hear in my client's voice, Your Honour, that he has suffered years and years of ridicule, torture and humiliation. And sometimes every man has his tipping point. You know that as much as the next man, Judge.
Yes, but to, but to fart on a man's food... And it's almost like poison. It is a deadly poisonous attack. And I'm sorry, but Connor, I don't care how long he's done it for, but it is.
Nah.
Guilty.
No.
I agree. Rough.
Everyone is a disgrace tonight.
Jesus, Connor. Jesus Christ, mate.
You'd be eating poo particles.
Yeah. Disgusting.
We'll get you off, mate. Trust me. I know.
No appeals.
No,
sorry.
There's a whoever dealt it, smelt it clause in there somewhere. Thank you, Judge Jack. We will see you next week for another petty-based crime.
Good evening.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. This is the world's hardest quiz.
Whoa, the world's hardest slap quiz on 131060. Every single answer has the word or sound slap in there somewhere. A lot of people keen to get toe in the quiz tonight. Question number one, what was the infamous and controversial incident that happened during the filming of Big Brother in 2006? Fastest fingers through, Hayley in Melbourne, the hailstone.
Hi.
Heya. Do you know the answer to question number one, the infamous controversial incident that happened during the filming of Big Brother in 06?
Yeah, turkey slap.
Oh, yeah, turkey slap is correct.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, I know. Yes.
You're not going to turkey slap me, are you?
No.
You are. You liars. Let me in.
Yeah, they did lie. They turkey slapped the hell out of it.
I just got turkey slapped.
Yeah. 2006. Can you imagine if the turkey slap happened Big Brother 2019? As in it had never happened before. As in that incident happened in this day and age. They would be put in prison these days for that.
They would.
Oh God. They thought they were unlucky. They should consider themselves very lucky it happened in 06. Gone are the days of the turkey slap. And rightly so.
Yeah.
The act of producing percussive sounds in a bass guitar is to what?
I'm not sure.
no chance. Can't take I'm not sure as a valid answer. One, it's wrong, and two, it doesn't have the word or sound slap in there anywhere. Claire in Geelong. We move on to question number two. The act of producing percussive sounds on a bass guitar is to what?
No idea.
Oh, well, at least you're honest. Thanks, Claire. It was fun while it lasted.
For what?
Jess in Melbourne, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Spring slap.
Nah, incorrect. Ben in Melbourne. You'll know the answer. No doubt. No doubt in my mind. No doubt in my mouth.
Slap right down the bass.
Slap right down the bass. Yes. Slap the bass is correct.
Woo.
Slap at the bass.
Slap at the bass.
Big time.
Big time. Slap the bass. Next question. A phrase meaning a mild punishment or small reprimand.
Oh. Slap at the wrist.
There we go, yeah. Slap on the wrist is correct. I was going to say, we had a very short, sharp, fun time there, big boy.
Hey.
He's blown all his beans on the slap of the bass.
That's it, slap of the bass.
A terrible derogatory term for a seedy woman who sleeps with loads of people.
A slapper.
Oh, slapper is correct, yes. And if anyone calls you a slapper, bitch slap them. Final question. You can get your hands on a Love Honey vibrator if you get this one correct, Ben. A SunSmart safety message that has a strong cut through due to its catchy messaging.
Slip, slop, slapper. Yeah!
Sindert. Well done, Ben. You are tonight's slap champion. How slaptastic for you. You have the Love Honey vibrator. Yeah, you sit on that all night long with its 15 settings.
Absolutely. Yeah. Got myself a new bike seat.
Yeah, make sure you slip, slop, and slap on some lube before using that thing, by the way.
Absolutely.
They've changed the bloody message these days. They go slip, slap, slop, and then seek and slide. Seek some shade. Slide on some sunglasses. It'd be a crime to be out in the sun anymore.
Slip, slop, slap. In the sun this summer, say.
Slip, slop, slap.
Oh, God.
Seek and slide.
Nah.
Have fun outside.
What?
Don't get fried.
Nah, shit cut through. Nowhere near as catchy. Too complicated. Over it.
Slip, slop, slap.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Happy Wednesday, and that is the end of the show. For another night. Before we go, of course, a final thought by myself. Producer Jackie's been on Facebook looking for some of the trolliest of trolley troll trolls and comments. Searching for validation and Shuey Louie figuring out the moment of the show. Final thought, guys. Don't know if you've heard about the Flat Earth cruise ship expedition going to Antarctica, set to leave in 2020. They're selling tickets for a whole cruise of Flat Earth believers, and they're going to go to Antarctica where they believe they're going to find proof that we've got a Flat Earth. Right?
I've heard about it.
Yeah. Now, the thing that flat earthers say will prove that the earth is flat once and for all. Their theory is that the earth is flat and just at the end of the earth, the edge of the earth, there's just a big massive ice wall. What scares me is they're going to find big massive ice walls when they go to Antarctica. Yeah. It's not going to, this isn't going to be the, oh thank God, now they're all shut up about it. This is just going to spur it on to another level. They're going to see all these massive ice mountains.
See? Proved it.
And you know they won't think to go around them.
No, they won't.
I think that's the end. That's it.
It's Jesus Christ. Anyway, that's a final thought, Producer Jack.
I'm kind of happy, though. They'll be getting what they want. Like,
You don't want to give the Flat Earthers any more ammo, do you?
Yeah, but it makes them happy.
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it creeping into my news food. It's my life, my news food.
On the same kind of crazy wavelength. According to artificial intelligence experts, humans will one day be implanted with chips that will hold the answers to questions in the same way Google does.
Wow. Now, exciting on one hand, extremely terrifying for the 35 to 85-year-old demographic who have nothing better to do than write things on Facebook.
Oh, they're petrified. A lady named Jocelyn wrote, "Oh, thank God I won't be around to see it." She's just already planning that she won't be here.
Planning a funeral.
Another man named Mitchell, sorry. He said, in no way, shape or form will me or my family get chipped. We're not dogs and we will not be controlled. Gosh.
Mitchell, head of the house. No, Dad's spoken, boys. Dad's spoken. We will not be controlled. Goodness gracious. Yes, yes, all the yes. Moment of the show.
The moment of the show is the worst humans in the world. People who fart on other people or like lock people in certain situations. What this man did to his girlfriend and brother, horrific.
I agree with everything that this man does. I want to be this man.
Okay, so we're in my car, right, driving on the freeway, hot day. Wind up the windows, right, fire silently. Windows are locked, they can't get any fresh air, and they're stuck in there.
The evil laugh.
No. I love that.
And they're stuck in there.
Oh, good show. Thursday night, tomorrow night. We're actually doing Radio Tinder tomorrow instead of Friday now. So yeah. If you'd like to register your interest, slide into our DMs on the Danny Lakey Late Show. Constantino will be on the show as well.
No.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.